Lively Stones Meditations for Thursday, 23rd December 2021. Out of Egypt I called my son. The Christmas story in Matthew's Gospel, part 3. Matthew chapter 2, verses 13 to 15. Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise, take the young child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him." When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, "Out of Egypt I called my son." There are times when the best place to hide from your enemy is in plain sight. Egypt is often used to represent the world we are to be separated from and yet also to live in. As children, we need our parents' protection until we begin a readiness to face the challenges of life. Mary and Joseph were guided by the Lord, the Heavenly Father, to flee to Egypt to protect God's Son. We can only imagine the hardships and difficulties they experienced on that journey, but this would prove to be an essential part of God's plan. This passage shows the necessity of hearing the Holy Spirit's voice to us and faithfully following his direction. We do not know what lies ahead, but he does. Notice too that the angel speaks again to Joseph in a dream and not to Mary. This shows us that the Holy Spirit speaks to the man, Christ, the Holy Spirit within us. Effectively, the Holy Spirit communicates with himself, and we can only hear if we have been baptized in that Spirit. The night here is the darkness before the dawn's light, when the evil one has passed by and been revealed as the spirit who brings only death in his wake. It must also be remembered that in the time of Moses, the Egyptians persecuted the Hebrews, the Jews. And of course, the time would come when the Jews would also persecute their anointed one. Jesus had to be seen as one who came out of Egypt, just as they had done so many years before. And before we come into the life of Christ, we must too come out of Egypt. Sometimes the lessons we need to learn would be impossible to bear without our Lord's saving and forgiving heart. Meditate on these things. Hosea chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son, as they called them. So they went from them. They sacrificed to their Baals and burned incense to carved images. A Holy Command, Oswald Chambers on Love, Love with all your soul. When Adam's spirit, soul and body were united in perfect faith and love to God, his soul was the medium through which the marvelous light of the Spirit of God was brought down. The very image of God was brought down into his material body, and it was clothed in an inconceivable splendor of light, until the whole man was in the likeness of God. From Biblical Psychology.